This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. 13 Pentecost underscore what underscore C. First posted August 25th, 2010. Hebrews 12:18-24 Mount Sinai and Mount Zion contrasted. Background. Mount Sinai was where Moses met face to face with God, and received the Old Covenant, Testament, of Law, the Ten Commandments. Mount Zion is the Temple Mount in Jerusalem which prefigures the heavenly temple in the city of God in heaven. Text paraphrase, touching Mount Sinai was forbidden to the people of Israel, at the penalty of death. The Lord descended in fire with the sound of a loud trumpet. God spoke with a voice like thunder. There was thick cloud, thunder and lightning, like a great tempest. God's voice was so terrifying that the people asked that God not speak to them directly. Exodus 19:12-22, 20:18-21, Deuteronomy 4:11-12, 5:22-27. Moses was so terrified that he trembled with fear, Deuteronomy 9:19. Instead, believers have come to Mount Zion, and to the city of God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to many angels in festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to the judge who is God of all, and to the spirits of just, righteous in God's judgment people made perfect complete, by the blood of Jesus, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks more graciously than the blood of Abel, Hebrews 12:23-24. Commentary, under the Old Covenant of Law God's people were motivated by fear of punishment. No one could keep all the law all the time, James 2:10, and the penalty for sin, disobedience of God's word is eternal death, Romans 6:23. Blood sacrifices had to be made continually for the forgiveness of sin. Aaron was allowed to go up Mount Sinai with Moses part of the way, Exodus 19:24, 24:9-11, but only Moses had a face-to-face relationship with God. God's voice and his descent upon Mount Sinai were so frightening that the people asked that God speak to Moses, who would then relay God's word to the people. The church is the new Jerusalem on earth, a foretaste of the heavenly Mount Zion, the city of God, the heavenly Jerusalem. Jesus is the mediator of the new covenant of grace, unmerited favor, a free gift, to be received by faith, obedient trust, in Jesus, which he instituted on the night of his betrayal and arrest at the Last Supper. He shed his blood on the cross, once for all time, and people who are willing to receive it by faith, for the forgiveness of all our sins. Abel's blood called out to God for vengeance, but Jesus' blood pleads for our forgiveness. When we receive the forgiveness Jesus offers, we will want to keep his commandments out of love and gratitude for what he has done for us. Jesus' blood makes it possible for us to have a personal fellowship with Jesus and God the Father through the indwelling Holy Spirit, which only Jesus gives, John 1:31-34, only to his disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus, the Spirit of God, note the doctrine of the Trinity, Romans 8:9. We see the character of Jesus in the New Testament. He isn't scary like the manifestation of God at Mount Sinai. Born again, John 3:3, 5-8, Christians have been filled with the indwelling Holy Spirit. He speaks to us by the still quiet voice of his Holy Spirit in a non-frightening way, and we experience his love and goodness through his Holy Spirit. He will ask us to do things we'd rather not do, but as we respond in faith, obedient trust, we will learn from experience that his will is good, possible for us to do, and in our very best interest, Romans 12:2, RSV. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed, Acts 19:2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20? Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-14, Ephesians 1:13-14.